Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, has given the Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song and scripture and prayer, because we're going to beat the devil. We got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your husband. Go wake up your wife. Go wake up your son. Go wake up your daughter, your sister, and your brother. Wake them all up. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Yes, we are on the air. All right, wake them up, y'all. Wake them up. Time to get out the bed, sleepy head. Let the bed go. Let that bed go. Time to get on out the bed, sleepy head. Listen, let me go get my bus this morning. All right, y'all hear the bus. I'm getting ready to come on round. Matter of fact, let me just go pick up some cities this morning. I'm going to start out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Come on, get on board. All right, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Come on and get on board. Come on, Denver, Colorado. Come on, Denver. And all in the surrounding areas of Denver. Come on and get on board. Come on, Cheyenne. Cheyenne, Wyoming. Come on and get on board. Idaho, come on and get on board this morning. All right, Seattle, Washington, come on, get on board. Portland, Oregon, come on, get on board. Los Angeles, California, come on and get on board. All right, let me come on back down south to Jackson, Mississippi. Come on and get on board. Come on, Birmingham, Alabama, get on board this morning. Oh, let me just go get a song. Let me go get a song. Let me go get a song. Get everybody on board. Oh, yeah. I like this song here. This is I'll Make It All Right. I'll Make It All Right. The beautiful Zion Choir. That's the beautiful Zion Choir saying, I'll make it all right. Yes, you can. Say, I'll make it all right. Let me hear you say that out there in radio land. I'll make it all right. I don't care what's going on in your life. Say, I'll make it all right. The car may not start this morning, but that's all right. Say, I'll make it all right. Somebody that you may meet at work may have a bad attitude, but say, I'll make it all right. So hold on to that thought today. Hold on to your thought. The Apostle Paul said, I thank myself happy. You got to thank yourself happy. And that's a good thought, to make yourself happy. All right. That's it. I'll make it all right. It's time to read the Bible now. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Psalms. Psalms 130 to Psalms 140. Reading this morning along with the Bible experience.
Psalm 130, a song of ascents.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word, I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
Psalm 131, a song of ascents, of David.
My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed myself and quieted my ambitions. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
Psalm 132, a song of ascents.
Lord, remember David in all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob.
I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.
We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jair.
Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy.
For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke.
One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever.
For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying,
This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a resplendent crown.
Psalm 133, a song of ascents of David.
How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
Psalm 134, a song of ascents.
Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth.
Psalm 135.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people, Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and relent concerning his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak. Eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. House of Israel, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 136.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea asunder.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel through the midst of it.
His love endures forever.
But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His love endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down great kings.
His love endures forever.
And killed mighty kings.
His love endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
His love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His love endures forever.
And gave their land as an inheritance.
His love endures forever.
An inheritance to his servant Israel.
His love endures forever.
He remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
He gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures forever.
Psalm 137.
By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said,
sing us one of the songs of Zion.
How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell.
Tear it down!
They cried.
Tear it down to its foundations!
Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy are those who repay you according to what you have done to us. Happy are those who seize your infants and dash them against the rocks.
Psalm 138 of David.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly, but he takes notice of the proud from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
Psalm 139 for the director of music of David, a song.
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
All right. That was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of Psalms, Psalms 130 through Psalms 139. May God bless those who have heard and read His holy word. All right, it's prayer time now. Come on, y'all. It's time for prayer. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Come on, y'all. Let's hold hands. Come on, mama. Come on, daddy, sister, brother. Come on, niece, nephew. Come on, y'all. It's gonna work out. It's gonna work out. Come on. Come on. Have faith in God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we praise you again, dear God, for giving us another wonderful day. A day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace, dear God, that we have another wonderful day. And Lord, we just want to lift up all your people out there in radio land this morning. You know what all of us are standing in need of. And so, Lord, I ask that you will just meet all of those needs according to your riches in glory. And, Lord, we want to pray for our various churches now. Lord, we want to pray for our pastors and our co-pastors, our assistant pastors and minister of music, our directors, choir directors, dear God. The various directors of the various departments in the church, over the youth department, over the women's department, over the men's department. We just want to pray for them, dear God. Lord, we just want to pray for all that are holding some position or some office there in the church, because we know the devil would try to discourage them and take them out of the church altogether. So we want to lift them up. We want to lift up every church member today, dear God, because we know that Satan is busy. He's trying to get us to lose our faith. But the scripture tells us to have faith in God. The scripture tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, help your people today to continue to look to the hills from which come their help, knowing that all their help come from the Lord. Now, Lord, we want to pray about our various jobs today. We want to pray for those that's on our jobs that need to be saved. Touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that's in the family that need to be saved. Touch in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Give us traveling mercies as we go throughout this day. And we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And amen. And amen again. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song, we done read our scripture, and we done had our prayer. Now the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all for this portion of In Your Corner this morning. We certainly thank you for waking up early with us today. Now you make sure you have a good day today. Keep that song in your heart. I'll make it. All right, whatever goes on, you say that, I'll make it. All right then. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLITB, is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood, and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in that situation room. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon of our priest right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look at the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them, so listen to us all day long because we are in your corner.